Begin transmission.
Well, check your clocks, people. It's 19:30 UTC. That does, of course, mean that it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. And here we are. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman. And I am, of course, walking around outside. And I am, of course, carrying a camera with me. And where am I today? Well, I've decided to come to Heron Haven today just because... oh, I think I've had too much excitement this week already. and so... I'm trying to take it easy today. After yesterday's super exciting and physically exhausting day, today I'm just trying to mellow out and try not to make myself sick. So... I thought, you know, I'm just going to grab the camera and head out to Heron Haven and see what I can see. And when I say grab the camera, I do mean the big camera, the big dog. As you may or may not remember, my dad recently got a new camera, and pretty much the first thing he did was hand it to me and say, hey, you know, go do whatever. So here I am, running in around in Heron Haven, just doing whatever. The bad news is, when I pulled into Heron Haven just minutes ago, there were a lot of cars and there's a lot of kids, but some of them were leaving as I was just walking in, so maybe we'll find something to take a photograph of. Maybe we won't. That's just part of the adventure. The adventure that is my daily life. Will we find dudes? We don't know. But we gotta go look. That's the rule. Oh, it is hot today. Not quite as hot as it was yesterday. It's over 80 right now. It's about 82 or 83 degrees, I would estimate. That is, of course, on the Fahrenheit scale. What's going on out here today? So, here we are at the crossroads. Let's just walk onto the land bridge and take a peek. Don't see much of anything going on in the sub pond or in the billabong. All the ground cover is very tall. We had some kind of perfect combination of rain this spring, and now all the grass is taller than I am. All the shrubbery, well, a great deal of the shrubbery is taller than I am. It's very green. Everything is overgrown, including these paths. It's like a jungle. It's like a jungle in here. And it's great because you're under the canopy and it's practically dark. Then you walk out under the sun and it's blasting. Oh! I'm walking on the path that winds around and goes out to the boardwalk. And as I made this little turn, I can see Big Bluey out there in the extended part of the sub pond. I know I've got tons of pictures of Big Bluey already, and I even got a bunch with this camera already, but I'm going to see if I can sneak up here. He's pretty close. He is a lot closer than normal. I got a couple pictures, or at least one so far. He's kind of in the wrong, he's on the wrong side of the sun. So the lighting isn't ideal, but now the magic camera, there we go. the magic camera was trying to focus on the grass instead of focusing on Big Bluey, but I got a couple of shots. But you know what the funny thing is these aren't as good as some of the other ones I've already taken of him. I've also got some pretty good photographs of the other blue heron that we've been seeing out here a lot lately that I like to refer to as Black Cap Chappie, because it looks like he's wearing a black cap sometimes, just due to the feathers on his head. All right, so now I'm walking out onto the boardwalk, and there's some muddy footprints on the boardwalk. Muddy people footprints, that means somebody was in the water. A lot of dragonflies flying around, that's good. I see fish and frog ripples just about everywhere. Oh, I don't see much of anything else going on. I don't see any waterfowl. I don't see any dudes. And it's very hot out here in the direct sun. We do have this wind blowing, and it seems like, oh, it's a nice cool breeze. Well, yeah, kinda. But I'm turning around, and I'm going to walk back into the forest just so I don't have to be in the wind or the sun. Although the wind is kind of good for me, it's not great for recording radio shows. Wow, I'm looking over into this little back area. I don't really have a name for it. And all these cattails are taller than I am by at least a foot or 30 centimeters. Jeez. Everything's just growing great guns this year. Not like last year. Okay, so now, sneaking back around. Oh, Big Bluey isn't back here anymore. Where did he go off to, I wonder? Well, let's just keep walking. Maybe we'll run into him again. Big Bluey, he's so nice. He's our favorite blue heron. He's so good. He's so groovy. Ow, I just got poked by a stick on my leg. That was painful. Yeah, so I'm having to juggle the audio equipment and the camera. Although I do have the camera on a strap around my neck, it is vaguely irritating to do it this way. So I've got these heavy items I've got to carry around. Do 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 do. Oh. Man, I'm all crampy. My legs want to cramp up. I was out yesterday for way too long, out in the heat and in the sun. And now I'm kind of paying for it. Because my legs want to cramp up. Maybe I'm a little bit dehydrated too. That would partially explain that. So now I'm going to walk down here into the wall blind. See if we can see anything in the back of the billabong from the wall blind. And, no. There would not appear to be any dude action back here. So let's just keep on going. Yeah, I can tell kids have been here. Some banana chips got spilled. Maybe those will get eaten by dudes. Who knows? Alright, how's this fungus doing? Yeah, it's not growing any bigger. It needs some rain. What do we got going on in Frog Harbor today? I can't really see much of anything down in here because of all the plant growth. but I'm kind of trying to work my way over here to this corner so I can look between these bushes, and I don't actually see any frogs here in Frog Heart. Oh, there's one. I'm surprised they're not sitting out on the logs soaking up the sun. Now, what is this? Here is a very large pile of poop in the middle of the trail, and it's pretty fresh. Now, did somebody bring their dog in here? It doesn't look like dog poop, but it is. It's not marmot poop. It's not deer poop. I don't think it's fox poop. Oh, and here's a little bunny on the trail. Hello, Mr. Bun. Yeah, it's me. Oh, I recognize this bun. I've been seeing him along this stretch of the trail a couple times the last few times I've been out here. Maybe we can try to take a picture of Mr. Bun here. Where is he? I can't see him in my camera. Did he move? No. Here's a bun. Hello, Mr. Bun. And now he's hoppity hoppity hopping up the trail. Are you hopping up the bunny trail? Yes, he is. He's kind of jogging ahead of me about 3 meters. Okay, gonna go into the forest. Oh, that's a good bun. And now I'm walking by him. He's just right there. Hello. The buns are good. We're gonna have to do some more bun. Man, am I starting to get weird already? I didn't think it was that hot out here. We're gonna have to. Oh, I heard a duck quack up here. We're gonna have to do some nocturnal bun patrol soon. Try that out again. Okay. Oh, damn, there's Big Bluey. And there's another blue heron. There's two blue herons back here. And one of them's looking at the other one. And, okay, gotta stop talking to try to get some photos. One of the blue herons, I'm at the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And I heard a quack, and yeah, there's a duck out there with babies. And Big Bluey and another blue heron, probably Black Cap Chappie, were hanging out here doing wacky stuff and maybe got into an argument. One of the blue herons jumped up and flew into the tree right above the water here, and the other blue heron is standing down in the water looking up there going, hey, what's going on? What do you think you're doing? Some funky stuff going on here. I can't really get any shots, but I got one picture of the one blue heron, Big Bluey, looking up into the tree next to the duck with some ducklings. Oh, and there's the other duck with the single duckling, and there's another duck. There's another duck way out there on the log. Is it a wood duck? It is a wood duck. You know, I can't tell until I look through the viewfinder of the camera. I'm waiting for the sun to come out from behind a cloud so I can get another shot of this wood duck. Clickety click. Quackity quack. Now, what's Big Bluey doing? He's slowly stalking around the tree. He's still looking up into the tree. I can't see the other blue heron. But this is pretty incredible. When we came up here, there was two blue herons, a duck with half a dozen or more ducklings, a duck with one duckling, and a single solitary wood duck standing out there on a log. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I'm going to walk down to the big blind, because that mommy duck with all the babies looked like she was going to swim through the isthmus, which isn't an isthmus anymore. It now has a little channel where dudes can swim. It's like the Suez Canal, or the Panama Canal. A man, a plan, an isthmus, Panama! If you get that joke, you win. Oh, yeah, we got babies, I gotta be really quiet. I got ducklings on a log out here, and they're in bright sunlight, so I'm actually getting pictures of ducklings during the day in good light. Holy cow. They're in sort of a funny spot. I'm trying to get a better picture. Did the mommy notice me? I don't know. But yeah, those ducklings that we saw swam through the isthmus and are now standing on this log with some other duckly doodlers. Are these the mom? We got the mommy swimming around. I wonder if this is the daddy. What kind of ducks are these? I don't know. Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna get any better shots than that. The mommy's just swimming back and forth in front of them. It's kind of funny. Oh, now she just got up onto the log with them. Baby ducks, everybody loves the baby ducks. The problem is the camera wants to focus on the log that's in front of them and not the log that they're on. That's probably okay. I mean, it's probably close enough. I don't know if I really need to keep shooting any more pictures. Probably not gonna get anything better. Amazing. So are those wood ducks? The female's got her head turned. I can see the side of her head, and she kind of looks like a female wood duck. A little bit far away, but yeah, I think so. We're going to have baby wood ducks. Maybe we'll have lots of wood ducks next year because all these babies will say, hey, I like to go to that one place. You know what? There's something weird out there on the other log in front of the delta. What is that? Oh, it's another duck. Huh. That's one thing I do like about this camera. If I can't see anything very well, I can just look through the camera and it's practically a telescope. So that's good. Gonna try to get one more good picture of these guys on the log with their mommy. That's so nice. Okay. Too much direct sun in the big blind, so I'm gonna walk out of here. And let's head back over to this footbridge. Maybe we can see some more blue heron action going on over here in the turtle reproduction pond. The funny thing is, when I first noticed that both herons were back here, they were sort of interested in each other. I didn't see much because as soon as I sort of walked up, they were all blah and they were hopping around and flying around. Was it heron drama? Was it heron combat? Or was this just some sort of mating behavior? Who knows? Well, yeah, Big Bowie, he's back out there still. He's sort of in the trees. Can't really get a very good shot of him. That wood duck got off the log and he's sort of swimming towards Big Bowie. Because maybe they're buddies. And that other duck with the one duckling is still just, you know, hanging out and feeding. Maybe I can get a shot. Yeah, that's not a very good picture because that wood duck swam right into the shadows of the trees And he's not very far away from Big Bluey. Looking up into the tree, I can't see the other dude. I don't know if he's still there or not, but Big Bluey's not looking up into the tree anymore. He's looking across the pond. So, I don't know, maybe the other blue heron took off. Alright, so I'm sort of leaving this area. And I'm heading back out. I'm trying to remember, do I need to go to the store today? Am I supposed to go to the store? Oh, here's that bun again. It's that same bun. I didn't even see him. I walked up to him and got about 2 meters away, and then I froze, and he turned around and he went right back there. Hi, I can see you hiding in the forest. He's hopping around back there. Hey, what a nice bun. I've been seeing that guy a lot. This dude, this bun dude, he hangs out around here. Okay, so, what to do? I am getting a little hot. I don't want to push my heat problem too far today. My legs are getting a little bit crampy. Oh, and here's some people up here. With a little kid taking pictures of the kid in the forest. I will back off so I do not end up in the picture. And I think we're going to stand here for a minute. What else is going on up here? Oh, no. Okay, they're done. We can keep moving now. There's a blue heron out there, and there's also some baby ducks sitting on a log.
Oh, thank you so much.
Go into the blind and look out on the logs, you'll see them. Some more baby duck lovers. That was three generations of family. A grandma, a mom, and a kid. And that kid was probably, 4 or 5 years old. Cute little daughter. The mom was kind of cute too, and the grandma was just awesome with her cell phone taking pictures. So they're going to go out and check out all the other stuff, all the action that happens here at Heron Haven. All the dudes. It's some kind of waterfowl day. What was that under there? What was that under that bush? Oh, just a bird. Birdies everywhere. Okay, so what's that? There's some dude walking on the path over there. I think it's a duck. I just saw it through the gap in the weeds. So I'm going to try to hustle over there kind of fast. But I don't want to go too fast because I don't want to spook the dude. There was a duck walking on the path. The path that leads out to the boardwalk. So I'm kind of trying to get this camera ready, because when we come around this bend right here, we're going to see a ducko. Where's my duckalo? Yes. Oh, it's a duck and a duck baby. They were both on the path, and now they're waddling their way back into the sub pond. Oh, look at the... Oh, and they got all the babies right up here on the... Oh, now they're taken off. They got in the water and they running away very fast. No, don't. No, no. I couldn't get a shot because as soon as I got into the clear to take the shot, they hot scooted it under the trees. Oh, so we're just seeing tons of ducklings today. That's very nice. Everybody likes ducks. I like ducks. Whew. That minor physical exertion of moving fast has made me a little lightheaded in this heat. So I've turned around. I'm crossing through the crossroads right now. And I'm going to walk back into the front part of the forest here. I'm going to take off. I think I'm going to go home get a nice cool drink, maybe get into the bathtub, and chill. Quite literally. Literally chill out. Try to take it easy. Oh, I got stuff I gotta do today, I just remembered. I gotta go see my doctor just to sign some papers. I gotta sign some papers for something. I'm not super clear on what, but it doesn't matter. And then, I was gonna say, then I gotta go help my dad set up his garden railroad. But no, first I gotta go eat with them. Gonna go out to eat with my parents tonight. And then gonna run over to their house, help my dad set up his garden railway. It is garden railway season. And I think some of their friends are coming over tonight to see it, and so that's why we got to set it up. My dad was working on the track, had to make a few minor repairs and, you know, clean it a little bit. And so tonight we'll put out all the buildings and stuff, and that'll be cool. I'll probably have to take some pictures while I'm over there, just because I do like taking pictures of models. And when I say models, I just don't mean, you know, girly models or other people who are modeling clothing. Although, yeah, that's fun to take pictures of. I also like to take pictures of models. And when I say models in this context, I do, of course, mean miniature versions of things, usually built to scale. And right now, just to, you know, make sure I don't miss anything too awesome, I'm walking on the little circular loop path that is behind the butterfly garden. I'm looking around for any dudes that might be hanging out back here. We often find dudes back here, including but not limited to turkeys and marmots and turtles. And hey, there's some mushrooms growing under this log. Oh, this is not a good time to take pictures of them. The sun is in the wrong place. What are they? I can't really tell. I'm just gonna leave them there and not worry about them. Standing up here on the little bridge that is back here on this little part of the trail, I'm looking down on stuff, looking for evidence of, you know, Mati action or something. I see nothing of the sort. Now, instead of walking around and going back the way I came, I think I'm actually going to walk into the butterfly garden through the back gate. Oh, a lot of flowers are blooming now. We got these lilies, and this is bee balm. It's very interesting. I don't see any butterflies back here yet, but they will start showing up soon. Some more lilies. All these flowers are going to bust out real soon. And as I walk out of the butterfly garden, I should say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm out of time. I'm Tobe, but I gots to go. So see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
It's 20 hours.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my 世の